This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Monday, November the 4th of 2024, one day before Election Day. Currently in downtown Wausau, very dreary start, sort of a spooky start, almost a Halloween type start, but we're past that. Plenty of overcast skies, some light rain, some fog, some mist. It is just, again, spookiness out there to start off the new work week. Temperature is up at 53 degrees. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to Facebook.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO page. You'll be able to get a video stream of what we are up to here this morning. Be able to see the video stream and join us that way by also adding your questions or comments to that Facebook posting as well. You'll be able to post there and we'll be able to see them here in the studio. You can also call or text us by using the Civic Media app. Just open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, and then there's a button to text, and there's a button to call. Real simple. Just hit the button, and then you'll be connected with our studio and be able to add, again, what you're thinking about here on this election eve. And you can also call or text us by dialing the same number to either call or text 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. We'd love to hear your thoughts here on the day before Election Day. Are there any races you're particularly interested in? Is there any issue that is still on your mind before you head to the polls? Is there something we are overlooking? Because it's more than a presidential race. It's more than a United States Senate race. It's more than the state legislative races. There's school referenda out there. There are other issues on the ballot as well tomorrow. If there's anything you'd want to talk about, just what's on your mind as you think about here the day before Election Day? What is making you optimistic? Maybe what is worrying you? What are you thinking about either before going to the polls tomorrow on Election Day itself, or even after you've early voted as well? So, again, we really would love to hear your voice. Let us know what you're thinking about on this very important week. Again, this week has so much to do with building the future of this country, of this state, of the world, in fact. When we wrap up the work week on Friday, I'm hoping that we have a pretty good idea who's the winner of the presidential election. I don't think we knew until Saturday morning back in 2020, if I'm not mistaken. It took a number of days before they officially said that the projections were that Joe Biden would be elected the next president of the United States. Hopefully, we don't have to go through the entirety of this work week before we figure things out after voting concludes tomorrow evening. But coming up here today on this Election Eve edition of the Chad Holmes Show, we will not be joined by Brittany Merlot this morning. Just got a note that she's a little bit under the weather, so no Brittany at 8:21, but we'll still take a peek at what the weather forecast looks like, as, again, it has been a drencher. And we had been talked about, we were talking about last, we haven't seen too many drenchers, but we saw a drencher yesterday going into today. So we'll take a peek at the weather forecast and how it may affect Election Day tomorrow as well. Then at 8:34 this morning, we'll be talking to Bill Swatala. He is the 87th Assembly District Democratic candidate going up against Brent Jacobson, the Republican nominee in that race. We'll get some final thoughts, some final feelings from Bill Swatala coming up at 8:34 this morning. Then in hour number two of the program at 9:06, we'll be talking to Joe Walsh. He is a former Illinois congressperson from the Republican side, a former conservative talk show host, but he was one of the earliest Never Trumpers. He is somebody that has been pushing back against Donald Trump, Trumpism, MAGAism, basically since the beginning. So Joe Walsh. And also he'll be joined as well by Kevin Carroll. He is a former Trump administration official who worked under Chief of Staff John Kelly. And he is also somebody that says that Donald Trump should not get anywhere close to the Oval Office ever again. So a couple of Republicans who are voting for Kamala Harris, Joe Walsh, the former Illinois congressperson and talk show host, and Kevin Carroll, the former Trump administration official who worked under Chief of Staff John Kelly. They're both coming up at 9:06 this morning. And then at 9:34 a.m., we will be talking to former GOP Assemblyman Scott Klug. And I believe he will have also another guest with him when he joins us live this morning. But also somebody that is not on the Trump train and somebody that wants to see, I think, some sanity brought back to the politics of this country. And obviously, if Donald Trump is back leading the circus for another 4 years, it'll be very, very difficult for that to happen. So former congressperson Scott Klug will be with us at 9:34 this morning here on the program. So a lot to talk about. And a real quick note as well that coming up tomorrow morning on the program, we'll be joined by Pete Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg, obviously a former presidential candidate, a former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He has been serving as well as the Department of Transportation Secretary under President Biden. He will be appearing outside his official role. He'll be in as an individual, as a surrogate for the Harris-Walz campaign. Had a chance to talk to him early yesterday morning. Came in, did a recording with Pete Buttigieg yesterday and talked a bit about what's on the line here in this election, talking about what he thinks the Midwest should be thinking about as well. So Pete Buttigieg will be a part of our lineup tomorrow here on the program on Election Day itself. And real quickly, please don't forget tomorrow, make sure that you do have your plan of attack. If you have not voted early, make sure that you have a plan to be a voter tomorrow. And don't forget as well, Wisconsin is a same-day registration state, meaning that if you miss the deadline to register online or by mail, you can still register in person tomorrow on Election Day with the proper identification. So make sure you're ready. But again, if you have not registered or your registration has lapsed, you can still register at your polling place tomorrow. Just make sure you have the proper identification as well. So again, that is tomorrow, Election Day. And also make sure tomorrow as well that starting at 6 p.m. here on 98.9 WXCO and across the Civic Media Radio Network, we will have really, really, really in-depth coverage, wall-to-wall, based at our studios in Madison. They got quite a setup down in Madison for election night coverage. It will be co-hosted by Todd Albaugh and also Pat Kreitlow. Dan Schaefer, our political director and the founder and editor of the Recombobulation Area, will also be on set, plus many, many guests in studio. We'll be hearing from folks around the state of Wisconsin, maybe even myself. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see if they're going to use me tomorrow night or not. But from the presidential race in Wisconsin to results down the ballot, Civic Media's Election Night special will have insight and analysis you will not find anywhere else. It has been something that's been worked on, and we got incredible talent, incredible experience. People that know the state of Wisconsin will be able to give that unique perspective, both on the presidential race, on the United States Senate race, on the battle for control of the state's legislature, especially the state assembly, but also the state Senate. Lots and lots of school referenda on the ballot coming up tomorrow. really lots of stuff to keep an eye on, and you will not get better coverage in the state of Wisconsin than with us here on Civic Media. So again, starts with the 6 p.m. hour before the polls are closed here in Wisconsin at 8. Then after 8 o'clock, once the results start coming in, we will keep you up to date on that as well. But our Civic Media Wisconsin Decides election night coverage starting at 6 p.m. going, well, we don't know how long it's going to go. It's going to be one of those that keeps on going and going and going. Hopefully it will be sooner rather than later that we'll have an idea of what is happening when it comes to election night. So, again, it's been such a long run, such a long grind, such a long slog. But we will start to get the results tomorrow, find out who will be serving as President of the United States starting on January the 20th of 2025, see whether or not Tammy Baldwin earns a third term as a United States Senator from the state of Wisconsin, find out whether Eric Hovde will have to spend a little bit less time in Southern California and become a United States Senator. And then, of course, all the races, including here in the 7th Congressional District, as Kyle Kilborn, the Democratic challenger, going up against incumbent Tom Tiffany. And, of course, we have heard plenty of Tom Tiffany commercials with only one message. One message. The border. And these illegal immigrants, as he wants to call them, coming in here and committing crimes. Again, we have not heard one thing from Tom Tiffany when it comes to trying to better the lives of a majority of folks here in the state of Wisconsin. So, again, it's just so much on the plate. And, again, we would love to hear your thoughts. What do you think of the 7th Congressional District? What do you think of the United States Senate race? What do you think of the presidential race? We would love to hear from you. Call or text us at 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. And again, anything on your mind, anything in particular that you're looking towards tomorrow, and we will talk about that here today on the program. As I said, coming up, we will not be hearing from Brittany Merlot, but we will be hearing from Ian Welsh. We will have our proper introduction of Ian Welsh and get things lined up and ready to go. And again, don't forget, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll have 87th Assembly District Democratic candidate Bill Swatala with us. Big day of guests here on the program. The time is 8:18. Again, overcast, light rain, mist, fog, spookiness, 53 degrees at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. That's our new website address. If you go to BowFallsRadio.com, it'll still redirect you there, but it's best to get used to that new address, and it's real simple, WXCO.fm. and they'll get you to our WXCO 98.9 website. You can also tune in through your mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. The Simple Radio app is a good one, but also get the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? Just go to your app store. It is a free app. Search Civic Media, download the free app, and then you'll have at your fingertips all 20 of the Civic Media radio stations ready for you to use. And the fifth one down is 98.9 WXCO, and be able to tune in wherever you may be. Again, call or text us and let us know what is on your mind. Again, real simple, just call or text through the Civic Media app or by calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program as well. As I mentioned earlier, normally at this time we are joined by meteorologist Brittany Merlot, but a combination, she's a little bit under the weather, but also she has a lot on her plate as also a part of our Civic Media Central Wisconsin news staff, and a lot to be covering and trying to make sure that she is able to feel a little bit better and also be able to cover everything that we need here on this election day eve. So we expect that Brittany will be back with us at 8:21 tomorrow morning. Real quickly, weather-wise, as we saw this weekend, boy, we had ourselves a drencher. We were able to finally get some significant rain. Yesterday was basically rain throughout the day. Anybody that went to Lambeau Field was drenched, and we were drenched here in central Wisconsin as well. It's continued to be wet. We expect some of these showers to continue. In fact, today there is a 50% chance of showers after 9 a.m. Otherwise cloudy and a high of near 62. Then tonight, more showers likely, mainly after 3 a.m. and some patchy fog again in the overnight hours. Low of 49. And then for election day tomorrow, if you're heading out like myself to vote tomorrow, be aware that showers and thunderstorms also possible. In fact, showers almost automatically tomorrow. It's a 90% chance of showers tomorrow, with a half and three quarters of an inch possible. So expected to be a bit of a drencher, but nothing that should keep anybody away from doing their duties and voting. And tomorrow's high will be 56 degrees. So again, just as you get out to vote tomorrow, make sure you expect the rain. So you may want to bring an umbrella. Make sure that you wear the rain slicker, but go in there and do your civic duty and vote, with the polls open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. tomorrow in the state of Wisconsin. Right now, fog, 53 degrees here in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, our 98.9 WXCO studios. Winds are out of the northeast at 3 miles per hour. The dew point is 51, relative humidity of 93%. The barometer at 29.75 inches and a visibility way down there at 1/4 of 1 mile. Quarter of a mile visibility. So if you're out there driving to work, getting your day underway, make sure you take that little bit of extra time and make sure that you are able to get to wherever you are safely. Well, before we go any further, need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Need to remind folks that coming up at the very end of the show, we have our daily history lesson. And as part of that, we always wrap up the day by giving Ian a number for the day quiz. And Ian will be trying to get off to a better start this week. It was a bit of a rough week last week, but but that's in the past. It's always time to look forward and try to get off to a great start. Try to get, again, number one, a passing grade for the week. Then number two, a winning week. And then number three, a record week. And then number four, a perfect week. There's all sorts of layers and steps that need to be had.
Indeed there is, absolutely.
But how did the weekend go?
Yeah, honestly, it was really nice. I was able to you have a better understanding of what's on the ballot when I go to vote in person tomorrow. I was able to, at my church yesterday, we had a baptism, a very cute little baby girl. Her name was Parker. She was very excited to get baptized, and she had a family there. It was nice to celebrate All Saints Day, where we celebrate a past lives and also celebrate a baptism and celebrate new life. So that was a really special occasion. And just overall, you know, it was really nice to have the rain yesterday. I was able to catch up on my reading. I started another good book and a great series I've been working on for a while now. It's a Disney series, and I very much enjoy these books.
Fantastic. So, yep, back at it here for another work week. Would you like to know the topic for your quiz, for the number for the day? We'll bring it out early, give you a chance to really stew on it for a while today.
Yeah. What's today's topic?
Today's topic is campaign spending.
Campaign spending.
I should say campaign advertising spending.
Oh, yeah.
So campaign advertising spending.
I'll definitely have to think that.
So judging by what we've heard, it's going to be a high number. We've heard a lot of commercials during the campaign for people to vote either for or more often than not against a certain candidate. And I think this is an interesting one for today. Here, I think the folks out there are going to find this interesting as well. We're going to find out a number involved in campaign advertising spending.
These numbers are always interesting.
Yep, it is very interesting. So stick around. That will be in the last segment of the show. Again, coming up here during the program a little bit later in the show at 9:06, Joe Walsh, former Illinois GOP congressman and right-wing talk show host who is a never-Trumper, and Kevin Carroll, a former Trump administration official who worked under Chief of Staff John Kelly, also not advocating for Donald Trump, saying vote for Vice President Harris. We'll hear from those two at 9:06. And then coming up at 9:34, former Assemblyperson Scott Klug will be talking to us. And coming up next, it is Bill Swatala, 87th Assembly District candidate, right after an information update. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Monday morning, November the 4th of 2024. That means 24 hours from now, for folks who did not early vote, like myself. I'm a guy that's a traditionalist. I like to go on election day and cast my vote, and it counts the same as if you voted early. So everything voted. Hey, I'm gonna. I voted every election since I've turned 18. I'm gonna be there. So, and but 24 hours from now, people will be lined up and voting, and then of course at 8 o'clock they'll start releasing some of the numbers. And I know one person I'll be closely watching after 8 o'clock when those numbers start coming in is 87th Assembly District Democratic nominee Bill Swatala. And Bill, good to see you again.
Well, thanks for having me. And closely watching is a tough decision for me because I represent four counties and they're all having watch parties. So where do you go and watch?
Where are you going tomorrow?
Oh, I think I'm going to go to Marathon. They're having it at the Arrow Sports Bar.
Yep.
So, and good. They've really worked hard to to get me elected. So
I think that's where I'm going to hang out tomorrow night and report and get some voices and hopefully get them on our election night coverage. But yeah, that's going to be, again, I mean, what is the feeling? I mean, you've worked so hard. I mean, we're talking during the break about everything that, you know, I said, are you going to sprint through the finish line, or are you going to cross the finish line? Because it's been so much hard work for you and your family and everybody around you. What is the feeling now 24 hours before Election Day?
The feeling is I just can't wait till it's over. All right. You know, you don't have any clue. You know, my district, again, is so huge it's so many areas that, you know, and every area is so different.
Yeah.
That where are all the votes going to come from? And it's a new district, so I have nothing to base it on. You know, and of course, you know, in assembly, they don't talk a lot about the assembly candidate. So it's going to be hard to figure out.
Which is really wrong, because the assembly does have so much to do with everybody's everyday lives. I mean, Robin Voss is not thought of as one of the most powerful people in the state of Wisconsin for nothing, right?
Right, right. And I'd like to prove that fact by getting elected. I really would like to see what I can do for the district and for Wisconsin. You know, they talk so much about it being such a minor assembly, but let me find out.
Well, that's the thing about it. There's always this idea that there are certain, and I would say right here in central Wisconsin, I think there's been a lot more focus on the 85th, because when you look at the way the lines were drawn, the thought is that it's a 49-49 district, but at the same time, every one of these votes, every one of these districts, and every one of these candidates has also trickle-down effects on the presidential race, on the United States Senate race. And one of the things that I think has been interesting about your race, you've come on here so many times talking about it, talking about the issues, not at all afraid to talk about where you stand. I frankly have not heard a lot from your opponent. Is that frustrating in a sense as well? The engagement to make sure, hey, this is where I stand, this is where he stands. Let's have that battle of the ideas. It feels as though after his victory in the Republican primary, he's been kind of laying back. At least maybe he's been spending time at the more conservative media outlets, but I haven't really heard a lot from him, have you?
I have heard nothing. I have heard absolutely nothing. And I was kind of ready. I thought he was going to come out screaming, man. After the primary, I thought he was going to come out screaming, and I have not heard nothing.
And how difficult is that? Because, I mean, sometimes that kind of stuff, I mean, one of the issues I would say for someone like yourself who's not an incumbent is getting name recognition.
Right.
And sometimes you have some of those, what do you call them, scrapes, you know, in terms of issues. It helps get the voice out there, but when it's like, you know, hiding in his basement or whatever he's doing right now, you have to get out there and basically do it the slow, steady way, right?
Yeah, yep. And, I mean, even you look at the 85th district, I mean, the reason it got so big was because the Democrats said, hey, this might be a winning district. Right. So they threw all the money in. So then the Republicans threw all the money in. So it's going to be a very exciting day tomorrow to see how this turns out.
Let me ask you, again, you can either answer the question or not answer the question. Either way, I'm okay with it. But, you know, I mentioned I've been seeing a lot of commercials for either Pat Snyder or Yi Lang Chong in this area and not seeing the same from you. How much money has been brought in your campaign? How much money have you spent on this campaign?
Well, I've spent about $10,000. I brought in $10,000 this time, and I had some left over from the last time. So, yeah, I spent about $10,000, and I mean, that's being very moderate, right?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. It costs a lot of money to run a campaign, and you have to really get out there and earn that money.
Let's talk about some of the issues. And something I've noticed in the last number of days, both in terms of presidential commercials and assembly commercials, is that the Republicans are trying to moderate where they stand on choice and reproductive issues. I saw a commercial a number of times, just trying to relax yesterday and enjoying football and some other things.
You can't relax.
I know. But Pat Snyder putting out this commercial saying, no, they're lying about me when it comes to reproductive choice. Pat Snyder has voted for legislation that allows women to who have been raped or victims of incest or have their life in danger to be able to have an abortion. And my first thought is, that's still an abortion ban. And yes. That means, because if you look at the percentage, and obviously it's important to have the folks who are the victims of rape and incest and whose lives are in danger to have that choice. But what about the other 99% of the women in the state of Wisconsin? It's still an abortion ban, right?
Yeah, and they're lying when they say they're going to protect those issues. They won't protect those issues, and I hope people really believe that. Women have gone a long way, and if you pay attention to history, you know, just with Trump alone, he's not gonna be nice. He's gonna jump in and women are not gonna have any rights by the time this is over.
And you see how difficult it is when certain issues get baked in.
Yep.
Because I remember the outrage. It's been 2.5 years now, like somewhere around there, where Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you know, half of the states in the country, maybe even more at the time, and all of a sudden under an abortion ban. And it's almost as though people need to realize that if you don't go out there and actually vote on some of these issues that you believe in. And I think one of the challenges for someone like yourself is to really focus the voters on the issues as opposed to the labels on the ballot or who you think, you know, actually aligns with you, to look at these issues. Because when you do dig, it becomes a lot more clear, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, just look at who's putting out the issues. Look at their history. Look at their education. You know, education alone. Who's putting out these issues? We have to, you know, I've been in politics for a lot of years now while listening to politics and paying attention. I can't even watch the commercials anymore because they're lies. You know, Democrats, I'm sorry, Democrats are not lying. They're trying. They tell you what they want to do, and those are things that they really want to do.
The both sides-ism. Because, I mean, it's so easy to say, well, both sides are shading the issues when it's not that case. And the amount of money that just continues to grow and grow and grow. And that's another issue that, frankly, I don't think is talked about. That we have to do something to protect our democracy, not just in saying, well, you know, accept the results of the election. Like you say, so many people get to the point where they just want to pull their hair out and not care anymore because of the unlimited amount of money that the richest people can put into these third-party groups, and then we just get pounded over and over again. Democracy itself, I think, is cracking a little bit under the pressure of all that money on top of it. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, I would agree with that. And the money and the lies, you know, the lies have to stop. Why should we be able to advertise lies? You know, those things, we know they're not true. I mean, fact-checking. Even, you know, when you watch Trump's rallies or whatever, and if you fact-check him, he gets mad. Well, because he's lying. Those are not, those Democrats are not lying. They're fact-checking.
When you do travel around, you said you got a lot of space to cover in this district. Have the discussions changed at all since the beginning of your campaign, or are the issues been pretty consistent?
You know, they have been consistent because, you know, a lot of people out there, especially in the rural communities, are not watching. They're not engaging. Everybody wants to run from politics because, you know, of the money. And, you know, like you said, you sit down to relax and you watch TV, and by the time the commercials are over, you're ready to hit the roof because you don't know what to believe anymore.
You also talk about, you know, the rural areas. And I would imagine for somebody that's running as a Democrat to go to those houses to talk to these folks, that probably many of them watch Fox News, right, or many of them listen to WSAU, or and get this one-sided point of view when it comes to who a Democrat is or the issues that you are interested in. Do you find yourself having to educate them in a certain way, or am I wrong, or do they have a greater understanding of it? But I get the sense that a lot of them just get their perspective and their news from one kind of source, which is from the far right. Is that a battle that you have to fight?
That is a really strong battle that you have to fight. You know, you have to be careful. I mean, my sister says it's like a cult, you know, because they can talk you into these things. And you know, they really want you to believe them because they want your vote. They want the control. And, you know, Democrats, they can yell at me all they want, but Democrats are not really like that. they are trying to give you the issues. They're trying to help you. You know, it always goes back to the beginning, and it's about money. Who's got the money and what we're going to do with that money?
And something also that comes to mind when you talk about speaking to the rural voters in your district is something that you spoke about in one of our earlier visits, about how it used to be where that area was represented by a Democrat named Roger Bresky.
Right.
And we have a lot of, I think, examples of where in a lot of these areas that are now completely Republican, there were Democrats that were able to be representative of these areas. How do you go about trying to reestablish those ties? Because in talking to you, I would say that you're not a conventional Democrat. I would say that you're somebody that's willing to talk about a lot of different issues in a lot of different ways. Well, I guess, again, one of the hard aspects is to actually probably be able to reach all these people and let them know you in a way that makes them comfortable that you are, in fact, somebody that would represent them in a good way. But for a Democrat, or anything generally, if you look to the northern part of the state of Wisconsin, what do Democrats need to do better? What have you tried to do better in order to give yourself an opportunity to win a lot of these votes that traditionally have now gone to Republicans?
I honestly don't know what we can do better. I just got to be compassionate. You know, I'm very compassionate, and when I speak at functions and stuff, people know that. You know, they know that I care about people. That's the only reason I'm doing this, is for the people, you know, to try and make it an easier life for all of us. You know, everybody's out there working hard, and it doesn't always work for people. You know, some people can work hard all their lives and not get anywhere. And healthcare and utility bills and everything is dragging us down. And it's very difficult to get the word out there because people are comfortable where they are.
And also fairness. I think that there's a lot of unfairness out there, right, where who's getting the breaks and who's not getting the breaks. And that's something, yeah, I want to kind of touch on, but we have to go away for 2 minutes and then come back with a few more minutes with 87th Assembly District Democratic candidate Bill Spitala here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, talking to 87th Assembly District Democrat Bill Spitala. What are the other issues that animate you right now? What are the issues that you would just love to be able to get your teeth into in Madison, the things that really bring the greatest energy to you in terms of what you want to accomplish?
Well, you know, I can only talk from my experiences, you know, in Shano and stuff. But what is happening in government is they are taking away all of our protections. Just like we were talking a second ago, our senior living. You know, when I first got on the Shano board, they had just closed on getting rid of their county senior living home. You know, where do these people think they're going to go when they get old. If we keep closing down our services and taking all this out of government and privatizing it just costs you way more money. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to afford to go into a home. Your family, if you have a family, your family's going to have to take care of you. And, you know, that doesn't always work out for the best.
And the idea right now, again, and I think it's something that I think everybody that's running for state government, whether the assembly or the state senate, should be forced to talk about is we have a surplus where people, the representatives, have to make a decision. You can, I mean, if you say, hey, I want to give that money back as massive tax cuts for the rich, fine.
Right.
Say it. You know, if you want to use it to help in child care, in terms of helping with the hospital issues that we are having in the state of Wisconsin. But the idea of just letting that money sit there, waiting for another Republican to become governor so they can just give it away to the Elines of the world of Wisconsin and the Diane Hendricks is wrong. And like you say, the idea right now, I think, is really a basic battle between those who want to use government to make lives a little bit easier for those who don't have millions of dollars and those who just want to continue to allow basically no regulation, no rules, and, you know, allow those. It's still the battle of trickle down, isn't it?
It is. You know, we got to take that money. We got to remember that government's not here to attack you. Government's here to help you. And that's, you know, I mean, I'm not a big history buff, but I know government was built to protect us, to help us grow as a community, as Wisconsin. You know, government got us where we are today, right?
Right.
You know, and now we're trying to take that away. You just trust in government and trust in people to do the right
thing. There are things that people cannot do on their own. I mean, this idea
absolutely.
That we can't have somebody going out there and filling in a pothole right outside or like that. And it feels as though the idea on so many of the commercials that you see from the right say, well, we trust the people to be able to use the money better. But there are certain things where there has to be a collective work done to make our communities a better place, right? You know, that's there are some basic battles where we could have these battles of ideas, but like you said earlier, so many of these commercials talk about things that people don't care about. I mean the idea that I'm still waiting for the first kid that we send to school as a boy comes home as a girl.
Yeah.
I mean, or vice versa. So I mean, there's real serious discussions to be had if we could just have them, right?
Right. And those are the exact lies that people are believing. These things don't happen. We just want people to be able to live free, right? Isn't that the whole idea, living free? You know, live how you want to live.
And frankly, that does not sound like far leftism to me.
Right.
People, hey, again, it's not as complicated, I think, as a lot of folks trying to make it out to be.
It really isn't. You know, I have 7 children, and I raised them well. And, you know, they're not all perfect. Probably not one of them are perfect, and I'm probably not perfect, but I'm free, and this is America, and we have the right to live how we need to live and stay away from the things we want to stay away from. That's part of being free, right?
Mm-hmm. In your final discussions here and the final full day of the campaign going into Election Day, what are the final things that you want the voters of your district to think about before they go to the polls tomorrow?
Just think about being free. I believe in government. I like our government. I believe we need, you know, in the town of Wittenberg, we need 7 people on that board in order to make it fair for everyone. You know, there has to be discussion, you know, and there has to be voting. And you know, if you vote on the other side, there's not going to be voting left.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, democracy on the ballot.
Right.
I mean, and not just at the federal level. It goes right down the line.
It goes right down the line, and that's why I'm here today, because I do believe in democracy. And when I started, there were 3 people on the board, and it's got 7 seats. You have to make sure those seats are full in order to make sure we get the fair.
And real fast. I mean, why is that? It's because of the of the negativity, of right. the lies. I mean, if we don't nourish our democracy, right. it withers away.
Yep, yep.
I mean, and I think people like yourself who have decided to work so very hard and use your money to go out there and say, hey, this is what I believe in. This is what I believe in our state and our country. That is what makes democracy grow. And I appreciate what you've done. Best of luck as the numbers come in tomorrow night. And hopefully we'll be able to talk about things you're going to do in Madison next time we're able to talk.
Just remember, I care about people when you're standing at that voting. Mm-hmm. I care about the people. I'm doing it for the people.
Never lose that quality. It's a great quality.
There you go. Bill Swatala, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Coming up after our news break, we're going to talk to some never-Trumpers from the GOP. Joel Walsh, former Illinois GOP congressman and talk show host, and Kevin Carroll, former Trump administration official. They say no to Trump. That's coming.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.